There's no stopping in the spirit-filled life, so said one Smith Wigglesworth last century. Question this morning, have you stopped? Stop going up and going on, I mean. You'll know if you have. Sat down, dropped out, disillusioned, fallen by the wayside, offended. God comes seeking those who, for whatever reason, have given up the race or perhaps never really started. They got religion, not relationship, and of course they got bored and fell away. Old people upset them and that was that. Your trouble probably was that you never actually experienced him. You were familiar with church and religion, but Jesus, he was someone afar off. What you lacked was an experience of him. A man with an experience, it said, is beyond reason. He wants you to experience him for yourself. My experience of him won't cut it. You need your own personal revelation that the God who knows you best loves you best. He has so much in store for you. His heart burns with the desire to give himself to you in his fullness. That's why Jesus died. To give you an experience of a life less ordinary. A life lived in abundance, not measure, because every day you experience him. You expect him at every turn to do something wonderful, simply because he is wonderful. You wake up every morning expectant. What are you going to do today, Lord? I want to be part of that. Experience you in it. Love you in it. Worship you in it. What a partnership. One with God, and you're always in the majority. He wants to give you himself, everything he is and everything he has, so that you will be wonderful too. If you've stopped, slowed down, or fallen by the wayside, it's time to pick yourself up, dust yourself down, and start all over again, as the old song goes. Just make sure you start from a different place, a different perspective of just who God is and who you are. That you recognise how much he longs over you, that he loves you in just the same way as he loves his son, because you're in him. You are the beloved of God, on whom his favour rests. You probably dropped back anyway because of what you knew of church, people and experience, not really because you found anything missing in him, because try as you will, you won't find anything missing in him. You won't find anything lacking. Remember John 17:3. Eternal life means to know and experience you as the only true God and to know and experience Jesus Christ as the Son whom you have sent. That'll be it. Experiencing God. That's what it's all about. Knowing him and having a real experience of him. Go on, have another try. You won't be disappointed. Guaranteed.